Lord, please anoint us to be faithful prayer warriors and pray in tongues when we run out of intentions or words. Amen. My precious family, the Lord has been asking us to pray for our nation day after day after day, very seriously asking us to pray for our nation. I made an initial list of prayers, but it just didn't cover everything that I was aware of was going on. So here's the new one, and I'm going to share it with you. Father God, please keep our military safe in their operations and keenly aware of the stealth of the enemy and expose where he is hiding and what he has planned. Father, please expose and identify foreign and domestic enemies and their plots against our nation to the right military officials. Expose all traitors in our government to the right authorities. Expose where the enemy is hiding underground in our country and at our borders. And on that note, I've had a very keen sense that there are Chinese soldiers underground in our country. There's pockets of them. I've just had the strongest sense of that, so I'm sharing it with you that we can pray against that they'll be discovered. Holy Spirit, please help our military think out of the box and prevent an invasion, especially from underground or other disguised locations in our heartland and on our borders. Father, protect our marine borders, especially in the east, the south, and the west, from stealth invasions. Make our men keenly aware through the Holy Spirit where danger is lurking. And that corresponds to the vision I had of the Chinese coming onto land in Florida. Please expose the cells and operatives and their plans who are living on our land in disguise as peaceful citizens. Father, please protect the International Space Station from enemy forces and weaponization. Father, please confound the worldwide health chip and raise powerful resistance to it to totally bring it down. Father, please raise up men and women with new laws to protect freedom of speech and bring down the lying media, never to rise again. Raise up truth-telling media outlets to replace them. Father, please restore our constitutional rights and the rule of law. Raise up citizens who will fight against all unconstitutional actions in our nation. Please raise up stealth warriors against all forms of pornography, child porn, and trafficking. Father, please release hidden documents and leads to law enforcement that will expose those who are compromised in our government, military, and bring them to justice. Father God, please protect the tectonic plates of our nation, especially the West Coast, the East Coast, the New Madrid Fault Line, from man's manipulation. Father, please protect long-range missiles from accidental firing or being senselessly deployed. Father God, please protect our power grids from attacks of the enemy. Give law enforcement the upper hand in discovering planned attacks. Father, please protect us from weaponized diseases and weaponized cures and poisoning our water systems, as well as weapons of mass destruction, including all radioactive devices, and put an end to the government and media manipulation of diseases like COVID to destroy peace and order in our nation. Please put an end to the black hats using weaponized weather control. Lord, please wake up the sleeping Americans and give them a healthy fear of the camps so they cannot be lured into them in a time of crisis. Father, please put a final end to the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party, and all their agendas to destroy America. Lord, please stop the foreign and domestic black hats from manipulating the financial system. Please thwart the attempts to cause a false famine and manipulated scarcity of food and medicines in our nation. Father God, please stop any attempt to launch a false flag event in our nation or abroad, including making America look guilty for something she didn't do. Dear ones, these are just some of the things that have been coming to mind lately. I want to pray against these things being done to us. Father God, you appoint rulers for the people, and we know that Donald Trump is the president of this nation. Please restore him to his rightful place and remove the traitors and all their influence and let them be prosecuted and sentenced. Please strengthen him against every attack and allow only true, dedicated Americans to surround and work for him. Thank you for raising up great intercessors to pray behind him and for what is right. Please, Jesus, wake up the Americans that are asleep so they can understand the great danger our country is in. And on that note, I just want to say, how would you like to wake up to a country that was totally occupied by the Chinese? That was the vision. That was the dream that Ezekiel had. That's why we are stepping up our efforts to pray against this happening. Now, thank you, Lord, for hearing the cries of our hearts. Amen. Lord, is there anything you would like to add? Jesus began to speak. Yes, beloved, there is one thing that will hold back the very worst of what can happen in America, and that one thing is repentance. You and other prophets have consistently called for repentance, but your cries have not reached the president's ears. Those cries are for him to lead national repentance for the sins of your former governments, the sins of the people, and the sins of the military. Long and hard I have cried out to America to repent. Much is being done to undo the horrendous crimes against children and humanity. But I still need repentance on a much grander scale. If it is not forthcoming, what you have seen will come to pass. And what he is referring to here is the lost in China dream that Ezekiel had, the message preceding this one. It was very clear and vivid that our country had been taken over by the Chinese. Let us pray that God will save this nation and save us from the worst fate. And let us pray with passion and conviction. It is not enough to announce, make America great again. I have asked you to make America repentant again. Unless this repentance is modeled on a national level, unless it is modeled on a personal level, the plan still remains to humble this nation. Understand, men in power, this nation has committed atrocities beyond belief, not only to its own, but to those countries it wanted to manipulate. The blood from these countries still cries out to me, and still I have not heard the sound of weeping and repentance for these atrocities. The whole nation will suffer because of them if you do not heed my call. What you have done to other countries will fall back upon your own heads unless there is true repentance. I am asking you to institute a day of national repentance, a day of fasting, weeping, and reparation for the sins of your nation. I stand ready to show you mercy, America, but I am still waiting for you to recognize and repent for the sins of your nation. In this moment, only repentance on a grand scale can change what is soon to happen to you. The sins of Hollywood that have gone unchecked and formed the minds and consciences of young, promoting violence, sexual immorality, divorce, materialism. The sins of the educational system that has introduced antichrist agendas, sexual perversion, promiscuity, exploitation of women without being stopped. The sins of abortion that have been allowed, making my babies an item of food like cattle. The sins of the elite who have set the stage for a ruined America. The sins of the military that has committed atrocities against mankind. The sins of the medical industry that has profited off the sicknesses and even created the sicknesses in experimentation and for profit. The sins of Wall Street and the wealthy who have stolen from the poor. The sins of a society which has placed material gain above parental guidance and left their children to the state to raise. The sins of the agencies that have been corrupted and betrayed children and families, turning over the compromised to unscrupulous sex traders. The sins of the police and judicial system that have been bought off so these crimes could go by untouched by the justice system. The sins of corporate entities that have stolen, poisoned, and cheated the peoples of the world in order to control and reap gain off the poorest of the poor. America, your sins go on and on without end. Only a massive wake-up call will turn your heads around. Even then, there are those of you who will insist the truth is buried in the sand, while millions around you suffer from unjust policies. How am I to release you from your indebtedness to humanity? How am I to overlook your crimes and pass them off? How am I to excuse you of these things when repentance is still a foreign concept to you? In truth, I cannot. Judgment must come. If only you would have listened to me crying out to you to repent of your ways months and even years ago. Do not say, make America great again. Rather say, make America repentant. And then I will hear your prayers to forestall the tragedy that is about to overtake you.